Ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in J culture and video games, let me introduce to you the number one gaijin, the man from Japan who can!
Doofus! 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 He's a Doofus! He's a Doofus! It's Doofus!
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Doofus. Should I turn this off?
Yeah, please. I'll be a little. It's distracting me while I talk and drive.
Sorry. Hi, it's Darren from Doofus here. Say hello, Alex.
Hello.
Okay, I'm on a microphone and tape recorder here.
The guy
we're
right
in a car.
Booth. Daz, could you swear at him for me?
What? Oh. Yeah. Well, there's a guy on our tail. Well, we're in a car. Alex is driving.
It's been a while.
We've been on the road for 4 hours now. Alex has flown into the UK. How you doing, Al? You look pretty grey.
So tired. I feel like I'm about to fall asleep at the wheel. You're going to have to start kicking me.
You're annoying that I never learned to drive, huh?
You did learn to drive, but then you never did, you bastard.
Yep, so Alex has flown all the way from Japan to be here. And we're going to go to... I can't believe we got this. We're going to go to the software house, Code Frog, to play their new Nintendo Wii game. Nintendon King.
Yes.
Sponsored by the man himself, Don King.
Yes, yes. Those of you who are English or European probably have more of a knowledge of Code Frog than a lot of people. It's one of the C64 developers. They go way back, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. They were just started off with that famous text adventure, Skeleton Potpourri. And then I think there was the Unabomber as well. Do you remember playing that?
I do, vaguely.
Yeah.
Well, I think I remember watching you play it, actually. But, you know,
so. Give the dog a bone? Did you play that one?
I never gave the dog a bone, but I did do the spanking monkey.
You had Rumpy Pumpy on the Atari ST,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes, and Monkey Spanking.
Monkey Spanking on the Atari ST. Mm. And I think I had Deep Rod as well. Mm. They did Deep Rod. What else did they do, Alex? Sorry, you're driving.
Yeah, I'm driving.
Okay. So we're on a tape recorder. It's like the 70s. We're on a road trip. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I've eaten too many opal fruits. I feel a bit weird.
That's lucky you. The food on the plane was awful. I'm looking forward to stopping at Burger King. Actually, I'm starving.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go press on with today's show, which we're doing live from the car on the way to CodeFrog. So what's up first, Alex?
Well, we're doing it a bit backwards today, actually, because we've definitely only got 40 minutes, because that's all we've got on the tape. It's kind of a one take.
Yeah.
We've got to leave
it's
it
a short
the
one.
End for when we get there and meet people. But what we're going to start with this week, a bit backwards, is Doofus's retro section, Darren's retro games, because we promised we would do Robocop 3.
Yes.
And then we're just going to do a little bit of what you've been playing. And then hopefully we'll be there, because we're not going to have much news this week, although there's one thing I want to mention. And then, that's going to be it.
Okay, I've got my theme on tape. I'm going to put it on the radio in the car, is that all right?
Go on, put it in.
It's time for Darren's Old Games Now. They're old and so are you, you're old. You're going to die before you do. Listen to my
it's old traffic. Game. It's going to take a while.
Are you all right? You've had lots of coffee. I'm not sure if you're fit.
I'm pepped up on coffee, I'm hungry, and there's a fucking traffic jam.
Alright, maybe I could soothe you, Alex. I could soothe you with talk of my old games.
Yeah, tell me about Robocop 3.
Robocop 3, Alex. Okay, Robocop 3, in-car entertainment, Alex. This is what this is.
Okay, you're in-car entertainment. That's good. Tell me
I'm going to entertain your big grey face with talk of Robocop 3 on the Amiga. Yeah, so when I mentioned this a couple of podcasts ago, you didn't know what I was talking about.
No, I thought it was the SNES version or the arcade version or maybe even the Mega Drive version.
No.
None of the above.
No, it's not. No, it's on the Amiga and it was released in 92. Mm-hmm. I was 12 years old. By Digital Image Design, who are one of my favourite development teams since scattered all over the place now. They had a really distinctive 3D game style. I think they pushed the Amiga to its kind of 3D limits, really, with a really distinctive game world. You could really tell it was a digital image design game, which is quite a theme of Amiga development houses. They all had very distinctive house styles, didn't they, Alex?
They did have some. There was some interesting
things
out there.
Would you like my little supposition?
Yeah, pretty much. No, they did. Are we talking specifically about the I was a bit distracted by some of the cars. Are we talking specifically about digital design or just the European design houses?
I'm thinking of, bitmaps.
Well, I was thinking of Elf, and I can't remember who made Elf.
You remember Elf. But yeah, it was that kind of very painterly style, sprite-based stuff.
Yeah, it actually looks a bit like Braid did, but the characters were a bit more solid and taller. It was pretty good looking at the time, as I recall.
It does look like Braid. Do you want another opal fruit? I've got a headache.
Actually, could you pass me the... I really don't like...
You want the Ginsters, don't you?
I was going to...
For anyone not trained what a Ginsters is, how would you describe it? It's kind of like a shoe filled with meat-flavoured cardboard that you can buy from service stations, which we've just got one.
Yeah.
And a powdery hot chocolate.
It's going to be a long time to reach the next service station, that Burger King I'm wanting.
I love road trips. But anyway, Alex, you relax, I'll tell you about Robocop 3.
Okay, so they take asleep.
If you watch the film, you'd fall asleep. So it was a terrible film. Everyone's agreed. Robocop 3. It wasn't Peter Weller.
It wasn't Peter Weller. I was going to be Paul Weller. Paul Weller.
It'd be good if they got Paul Weller to play him in the new film.
That would be good.
The Modfather.
At least, certainly.
disregarding the thought of an extremely skinny mod Robocop, which has distracted us all here in the car. So it's developed by Digital Image Design, and basically they've taken the game world out of Robocop 3 and completely redesigned it basically to their own ends. They created this really kind of film noir style 3D minimal landscape, and it was completely mouse controlled with keyboard, which is another interesting thing. So it was very much designed for the platform, and it had extremely atmospheric kind of, I don't know, I suppose I call it Mark Snow style X-Files music, and it was just the game world was completely absorbing. And it links on from what I talked about previously with Elite and Hunter, which is where this came up from. So imagine a more sophisticated version of Hunter on the ST. Can you imagine that?
So Hunter was third person, is that what we're looking at here? I mean, actually...
It's entirely first person, because the fun about Ring Robocop is all of the green writing that you see. You know, the...
Directive 1.
Yeah, it was good. That's the end of my old games.
hang on. Now, I was feigning lack of knowledge, but after last time you announced it to me that this was going to be the old games, before we missed the podcast, when we were going to do it, if you see what I mean...
Yes,
I'm glad you do. Nobody at home does. You showed me the video of it on YouTube. Now, I think when you said it pushed the Amiga to its limits, I don't think you were joking at all, but it was a fairly... I suppose in many ways it was a fairly complete game world. I mean, there were driving sections that you...
I don't pretend it was pushing it to its processor limits by any stretch of the 3D imagination. I mean, DID did EF2000, which is the definitive flight sim on the Amiga, which was graphically amazing in terms of the world.
There were absolutely no textures, which is what really stood out to me about the Robocop game show. I mean, it really did...
Exactly. No textures at all. And yet managed to pull off the idea of people and vehicles in this very kind of simplistic, dramatically lit way. And I think that the thing that worked about it, which no other games managed to pull off, we talked about film licenses, is the fact that it did have different level structures for different levels. So there'd be a driving level, then a shooting level, and then a kind of... The game ended with a one-on-one fighting simulation where you beat up a robot ninja.
it did tie into the really awful movie, or was it...
Yeah, it had the robot ninja in it. It had a very loose connection to the movie. They kept the robot ninja as you would.
Was there the flying that there was in the original?
No jetpack flying.
It did seem to be a kind of trend at the time to really shoehorn every game type into a movie license.
Yeah, I could see the logic at the time. You know, it's five games for the price of one, but it's
five
just
games for the price
five
of
really shit
one.
Games for the price of a brilliant one. But it gives it's my thumbs up, Alex. You're here. My thumbs up.
So far you've only given the thumbs down to Elite, is that right?
Yeah, it's really boring.
I
don't really have anything else to say about
Darren's rose tinted glasses games. It's gonna be the new feature.
Yeah. I don't really have anything to say about RoboCop 3 except it was brilliant. And you should watch some RoboCop 3 videos on YouTube.
If I watch RoboCop 3 right now I'd be asleep. Oh, you mean the game?
Okay. It was good. Yeah.
Okay.
So did you hear that noise in the car?
I think it's the fan belt.
No. Should we pull over and check it out?
Yeah, we're going to have to. Tell you what, we'll come off at this next intersection. What's it called in the UK? I've been in Japan too long. We'll come off at
the
red thing.
The A347?
Yeah, we'll pull off onto that and we'll see if we can find a little chef or something. We'll have a look at it there.
Yay, little chef! Let's go!
Chef. Okay, but and when we... Yeah, okay. We'll turn off the tape recorder for a minute. We'll come back to a bit of a what you've been playing, I guess.
Okay.
What have you been playing? 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 What have you been playing?
All right, then. Al, how's it going?
I haven't slept for about 16 hours.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. We've got a broken-down car situation.
Yeah, a broken-down car. I rent me a car with a fucking crap fan belt. I don't even know where we are to call the AA, and I'm trying to mend it now, but man, I'm not that good with cars. I'm up to my elbows in oil. I'm about to pass out, hepped up on coffee.
Here we are at the side of the road. It's not very glamorous, but you know, this is what we do for the Doofest people. So we're broadcasting from the side of the road.
is it, Darren? Do you know?
It's the A348. On the way to the Midlands, which is where we're heading to play Nintendong King.
I'm never going to get a Burger King at this rate, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. Okay, well,
I'm in Japan. I want a Whopper. I really want a double Whopper with cheese.
I'm going to go and try and find some mints from the side of the seats for you while I ask you that question that we always ask. What have you been playing?
Well, I guess it's been a fairly interesting week. Daz, could you come and hold this for me?
All right. Got it.
Okay, thanks.
Ooh, steaming.
Last week saw Resident Evil 5 come out in Japan, and really, I don't know if you are aware of how big a fan of the series I am, Des, but absolutely adore it. So I played through it pretty quickly. Just before I took the flight out here, I finished playing it, so that was a kind of a treat for me.
Oh, I heard it's shit.
It's not shit. It's not.
I heard it was shit. Everyone says it's an on rails tank game, right?
Not on. It's a turret game. It's pretty much like you are a turret. Every time when you want to shoot, you have to stop, and then you really rotate like you're on some kind of turret to shoot people. And really, the thing is, it's been like that in every game. And what they did this time that I think brought them under more kind of criticism was they've actually tried to go a bit more action orientated, a bit like Gears of War games or Uncharted, that kind of thing, and it just ends up exaggerating the turretiness of it, because when you're moving and running between times that you're set as a turret, you find yourself to have the freedom that you would have in a game like Gears of War, but when you actually then switch to the shooting, it becomes very stagnant, just very unmoving. It's the contrast that really brings it up here, but I don't mind that. I mean, like I say, I'm used to it. It's been like that for all of them. I have other problems with the game, frankly.
Is it good?
It's a good game. It's not a good Resident Evil game.
Oh, no, you sound disappointed.
I am disappointed. I want it to be amazing. I want it to be... So, my favourite Resident Evil is still the first one and the remake of the first one. I thought they were incredible games. Just fantastic. And that car was a bit close there. Are you sure this is the same place to be?
It's fine, I've got colourful clothes on. We're losing light here at the side of the road.
Yeah, I'm worried about getting to Code Frogs before it closes. I mean, what time is it now? I mean, we're looking at, what, 3 o'clock?
We're supposed to be there at 5. It's 4:30 now. We should get back on the road, man. I haven't been playing anything, so, you know.
But I'm going to tell you a bit more about Resident Evil 5 while I try and reattach this hand belt.
Get in there, man.
I'm covered in oil, man.
Talk and work, man. Talk and work. We've got to get there.
So tired. Okay, basically, Resident Evil kind of reveled.
Rebels. We've got rebels. Hold on, I'll go get them.
God. That's a kind of candy for anybody who's listening from not from the UK. Resident Evil used to revel from the fourth game, reveled in its kind of cheesiness, embraced the fact that it was corny.
Corny rebels.
It embraced the fact that it was corny after in the fourth game and some of the other ones, but the first one was actually quite serious. I mean, at least trying to be. It was just incredibly badly written, and just the atmosphere it gave was more in spite of itself. I mean, it was the gameplay and the zombies and the kind of fixed camera and the fixed perspective that it forced you down. Then it was pretty creepy because you didn't always see anything, and it really did limit your ammo, it really limited your resources, so you really had to juggle everything well. 4 kind of did away with that, but embraced the cheesiness. There were a lot of characters that were just absolutely outlandish and strange, and they knew that, and they really played it up, and the campiness was what made it fun in the fourth one, and the game also changed the game engine, it became a lot more action-orientated. It was definitely one of the best games of the last generation, in mine and many
others. Certainly doesn't sound very campy anymore.
Well, that's kind of the problem, yeah. So, I'm going to... Basically, the game always relied on stereotypes and kind of very obvious, easy to pick up what kind of person you're dealing with. This game, I guess, is trying to be a lot more serious, but it means the only characters you really feel for are the two characters that have been in the series all along, which are the main hero of this game, which is Chris Redfield, and the main villain throughout the series, which is Albert Wesker. And they're both in it, and they're the only two characters that really there's anything about. And if you don't know the backstory, I don't think even that would be up to much. It really is dependent on you knowing the series and the games up to this point. And what they do is kind of a half measure to kind of make up for that, is they have case files on each of the characters that you can read to tell you their kind of motivation and what's going on, but you can only read it after, in the game, you pass their kind of section. So before you're playing it, you don't feel any understanding of the character. If you see what I mean? There's no development. I didn't explain that incredibly well. It's this damn fanboy that's distracting me.
It looks like you've got it on there, though, and I think we're going to be... Hey, you got it going?
I think it's
going
to be good. I think we start it, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
We'll get back in. I've got a little bit more to say about Resident Evil, but we'll say it once we're back.
The character development. Okay, again, put your seatbelt on, man.
Okay. Have you got any kind of Coke? I need some caffeine.
Yeah. Okay, here you go.
Thanks. Okay, now. Character development is thus, without the stereotypes, it's a bit useless, basically. You don't feel any connection to anybody, and this is then kind of played up by the fact that they seem to have tried to hit the same kind of milestones that Resident Evil 4 hit throughout. That is, you know, there's kind of a lake section in Resident Evil 4, so they did it in 5. There's this kind of strange, kind of whiny guy who's a villain who's in 4, so they put him in 5. But in 5, the same kind of style of character, just, you don't feel the same connection. He doesn't have the kind of, I want to say, personality. The personality of the characters in 4, so it just it kind of falls short in terms of story, which is a shame because it. I don't want to spoil it. Having completed it, though, you wanted the story to be more. I don't want to spoil it, Darren. This game isn't even out.
Sounds like there's a spoiler alert happening here.
Okay, yeah. Can you give me? Give me 2 minutes if you don't want to know what happens at the end of Resident Evil.
Well, I want to know. I love having things spoiled.
Start now. Okay.
Spoil it.
So at the end of Resident Evil 5, you come in you're on a plane. You fall out the back of a plane into a volcano, where you're kind of fighting the lead bad guy the entire series. And you've been building this through like every single game, and there's been stuff tying it all together. He is a monster, a kind of zombie monster thing. He turns into the huge thing that's attacking you in a volcano. And then
that sounds amazing.
And then you kill him, and it's over.
Right.
But it's just kind of over. You've just killed the big guy.
Just end.
Every game in the series has this guy in it. He's tied everything together, and it just kind of leaves some loose ends, but it also ties up the story. And you're just like, oh, I don't want there to be another, because the most charismatic people are dealt with.
So it's a big disappointing punch in the gut, is what you're saying.
It is a bit.
It leaves nowhere to go.
It does feel like there's nowhere. Yes.
You got your cock out, and they just cut it off.
Yes. No more.
As someone said to me once. Alright.
So that's basically what happens at the end. And it's a great game throughout. I mean, I really enjoyed the whole game, start to finish. Well, apart from the finish. And without spoilers, we probably have to stop.
From start to nearly at the end, but not the finish.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it all, but it just felt a bit hollow compared to previous installments. That's to anybody who listened to that who didn't have a chance to turn it off. Pissed at me.
Yeah, now. We're back. 2 minutes, that was grand. And we're back on the road again now, so...
Yeah, we're moving.
We're a little bit juddery, but we're going to get there. We're going to get to Code Frog.
But we've got to
be... I'm excited about Code Frog.
Yeah, it should be interesting. I mean, like you say, it's... hopefully there won't be any more... anything stopping us. We'll be there in the next few minutes. Should be good.
Tendon King, the Wii boxing game. We're going to play some boxing, dude.
We are going to play some boxing. I hear they're going to have the Wii Motion Plus in that. Is that... What have you heard about it recently? I mean, I've
heard that it's a matchbox that you stick to the bottom of your Wii, and it means it knows you're moving more.
I'm in the game, not just...
I've heard that it's a boxing game that is, like, sponsored by Don King and stuff, and we're going to play it now.
Okay, yes. Okay, good. Okay, excellent.
He's in it, and he talks to you, and it's, you know, it's great.
Does
and all that.
Yell at you?
Probably in an encouraging fashion, as you'd expect from... What is he? Is he a publicist?
He's a promoter.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he's going to stir up some hype.
He's going to stir up some hype in game. Could be interesting. I mean,
there's been a lot of hype stirred up about it.
There's been some boxing games. It's going to be interesting to see how it handles all the week. I mean, obviously, Wii Boxing has been pretty good, and it's going to be up against Punch-Out. I'm actually surprised Nintendo gave them the Nintendo brand name. They let them use that.
They must know what they're doing. Miyamoto doesn't do shit unless he knows it's going to work, you know?
He doesn't do a shit. He did the Virtual Boy. That was like taking a shit.
Oh yeah, that was a bit of a Nintendo, wasn't it?
Nintendo.
You had one of those. You had a Virtual Boy.
I did. I bought it in Japan for what? £20. I sold it in the UK for 50.
Fantastic. Was it good? Or did it give you a headache? I thought they looked fantastic.
It was like, what was that line in 24-Hour Party People? It's like watching a headache.
That's good enough for me.
like watching a headache. I believe Peter Hook saying it's like watching a fucking headache.
There you go, Peter Hook on the Virtual Boy. What's next, Al?
What's next? Well, hopefully we'll get there soon, because I mean, that's all the games I played. I finally finished the DS on the plane. I finished Chrono Trigger, which was
Has it only got one ending? Did you choose? Do you get the sense of more?
I know there are more. It actually says, it basically says, ending count. And it said one. So I don't know how many more there are.
Doesn't even tell you how many. Oh, God.
No. I know there must be quite a few, because it gives you an ending for basically every character.
Yes.
And it depends on how many you have in your party at the end. And I know there must be at least... probably about six endings at least.
Well, we'll have the whole float on the way back, and possibly the whole night in the woods if we break down again, because we're in rural England here on our way to Code Frog.
We're very near our hometown. This is kind of could be nice to drop in on the families after this.
Yep, if we get out of the Nintendo King playtest. It's very exciting that they've invited us over. They've rated Doofus very highly.
Yeah.
As no doubt the listeners do, they've realised that we are
the number one source of waffle about games.
They did that advertising with us as well. Oh, talking of stuff that we've been... the site had the two Street Fighter posts recently, and I've been playing that a bit more. Got my characters unlocked. I played Fight Club online there the other day, and came out about 50-50, I think. So,
it's nice also that you've turned up dressed as Seth today, which I wasn't expecting. Yeah, so you're completely naked apart from a yin-yang symbol which you've tattooed on your stomach.
I do actually hate the guy, but I do love his outfit.
It's a good outfit, isn't it? It's really good. I like the yin-yang, that's cool.
Took a long time to paint myself this silver. But I must admit, Seth doesn't have the body hair. It doesn't work quite so well then.
No? Good job. Good job I waxed you when you were sleeping on the plane.
That would be why I didn't sleep very well.
No, that would be why the long, drawn-out screams of horror
from the people sitting next to me.
Yes, everyone involved. So, okay, I've got the map here. We're nearly there by the look of it. Here we are. Look, is this the right place?
Oh, crap. Yeah, I think...
Under my finger.
So, yes, there it is, Bell End. That's it.
Bell End, yeah, Bell End. Okay.
People aren't going to believe that this is true, but we are actually going to a place called Bell End near our hometown.
Yeah, I used to live near Bell End.
You did. It's just near Hell's Own, if anybody wants to look at it on Google Earth or something.
It's true.
Because people will not believe
it. Not that I'm saying that things that are happening in this podcast here are not true. Not that I'm suggesting that anything is not true that we've talked about. But this is true.
Especially not the ending of Resident Evil 5, if you heard it.
Yeah, no, there's something about games as well. Okay.
I guess, this looks like it's it. Just flip on the good old indicator and in we go.
Hey! Crunch of ground.
We're a little late, Darren. I think that fan belt took us longer than we thought. We got, it's 6 o'clock. We're meant to be at 5.
Yeah, I think they've all gone home. Let's get out of the car, let's go in, let's see.
There don't seem to be many lights on, is my worry at the moment.
There's a person over there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go and
check him out.
Guy with a mop. Hey, excuse me.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? We're here from doofus.net. We're here to see the guys from Kofrog. We had an interview with an interview and a kind of show around the studio from Ziff Davidson.
Oh right. Well, I don't know, I heard that there's a lot of problems at the company, and they're not making that game anymore. They've all gone down the pub.
They're not making Nintendonking Boxing.
Something about it not being profitable anymore. Something about Nintendo. I don't know. I'm just a cleaner here. I don't know anything about it. But they're all gone.
We were meant to come and play test it and have an interview.
They're all at the Hare and Hounds down the road. But I mean, you can come in if you want. Like, I've just got to clean up here. I think their games like on there. They just left. Nintendo said that they pulled the game because it's not going to be profitable. So
okay.
So if you guys want to come in.
That'd be fantastic. Sure. Thanks. Yeah. Okay.
What's going on?
They're not here, but we can come in and play the game. Sorry, man. What's your name?
My name's Dave.
Dave. No, thanks a lot for this, man. It was
thanks, Dave.
A long drive. Yeah. We're exhausted.
Wow, it's nice in here.
It is nice. It's big, isn't it? It looks like a barn conversion. Those things are
these crazy. Computers. There's a table tennis table in the corner, as you'd expect. They're living the dream.
Kind of. Look, Coke vending machine. I could do another Coke. I'm about to fall asleep.
Oh, and Alex, look, there's a box. It's on the boxing game, Nintendo King.
Fantastic.
Wow.
I haven't seen a Wii development kit before. This thing looks.
Yeah, it's like a Wii, but bigger and noisier and on a PC.
Yes.
With those wires. With that.
Wires. Good. Hang on, a lot of these wires are going to peripherals.
Look at this. Look at this. There's two. For the listeners at home, there's two Motion Pluses stuck into some dumbbells.
Jesus Christ.
And a white Nintendo. And I'm trying to pick them out. This must be for a mini game, Al.
This can't be for a mini game. You can't even lift those things up.
I can't lift it, no. And what's this? A balance board here?
A what?
For the weigh-in? This is the weigh-in game.
They've got a weigh-in. This is going to be incredible.
Right then. Let's do it. Let's fight. Let's turn this thing on. Okay.
Now, they were talking about there being a fantastic career mode on this thing. So let's. There's no career mode.
There's versus. Let's do versus.
Let's do versus. Okay.
Okay, so I've got the two motion control Wii controllers.
Yeah, it's telling us it's telling us we need four.
Four, there you go.
One in each hand.
Right, okay.
It's going to be expensive. Okay, expensive.
So I've heard of the way it works, Al, right? I would explain this to me in an email, is that you've got to, in order to punch the other person, you've got to just connect it to their body with force. Does that make sense? That's how it knows you've hit the other person.
So you mean you actually have a fight?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no more realistic way to fight than to fight. This is why it's so realistic, Al.
How about we don't play the verses? I'm a bit tired. I don't really feel like being punched, even... And I don't think you feel like being punched by me either, frankly.
Yeah, you're twice the size of me, Seth, and dressed as Seth.
And dressed as Seth, which means I can suck you into my yin and yang belly button. It is pretty deep, actually. But... okay, well let's pass on that. Let's try these. There's a lot of mini games here. What's this one? We've got the skipping mini game.
Okay, shall we go at that?
Hang on.
So you use the nunchuck wire and skip.
Here we go. This looks like an extended nunchuck wire for the people at home.
How I did?
Yep, not doing too badly. I think you got this one down actually.
I'm gonna be sick.
The game lasts 6 minutes.
Okay.
It's a long mini game.
You keep talking.
Okay, Darren's out of it. Now there's a lot more stuff here. Like Darren said, we've got these two kind of dumbbells with slots for the Wii Motion, for the Wii controller and the Motion Plus, but they're heavy. I mean, I'm a big guy. I can. Okay, yeah, that's 20 kilo weight each of them.
Oh, puke!
You've got another 5 minutes.
Okay.
Looks Yeah, I can't. I suppose if better than Wii Fit, it's going to get you in shape for sure. But I'm not sure how that's going to ship. Definitely not getting that one by mail order.
Oh, I'm going to ship.
You've got the extended nunchuck.
Stop.
Okay, you just have to stop. Have a look at the other. What other mini games they got?
Very good at party games.
What other mini games they got? Because the career mode. I thought there was a career mode. I thought that was the whole thing was about.
I see they've got the drugs testing.
The
drug screening mini game going.
How do they do that?
They test your Wii. Do you get it?
Is that really on there?
But it should be.
That was good. You had me as well. I was all for it. Because I was going to say you had to pee. I'd completely forgotten the Wii joke, which is embarrassing. Yeah. Everyone should know that.
Funny name.
Okay, what else we got? We got the balance board. You need a balance board. You need. Is that the Rock Band mic? What could that be?
Yeah, I think so.
What's that?
I think that's probably so you can do the extended syllable introduction to the game. You know, the let's get ready to rumble!
That would be amazing if it does it like Rock Band and judges how well you do it.
Exactly, that's really what it does.
Okay, so I don't understand why Nintendo think this isn't profitable. I mean, there's what? Hang on. Okay, maybe I do. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 peripherals, plus you need 4 Motion Plus controllers for 2 versus, and you need a balance board. But it's the mini games look fun-ish. Depends how much it costs, really, I suppose.
The charity shops are going to be full of this tat in about a year.
But at least you can
just wait till then.
But you can use the dumbbells as dumbbells. I mean, you know, that's legitimate.
Well, if you could lift them up, I think I've pulled something. I think I've done myself a mischief.
It's pretty heavy. I mean, you know, not impossible. That's not good.
No.
Okay, well, what else we got? I mean, yeah. It doesn't seem to be quite what I was expecting, honestly, Daz.
No, you're right. Well, this couldn't be the only reason why they've gone under. That's all I can suggest.
Well, where did Dave said they were drinking? We could go and kind of see them quickly.
I suppose we could. Let's jump in the car,
Batman. We haven't got much time on the recorder. Tell you what, turn it off. We'll cut it back on. We're at the, what was it called? The Hare and Whistle?
The Hare and Whistle.
Okay. Okay, Dave, you go into there alone, man, because if I go in, I'm going to want a drink, and I'm going to pass out, and I got to drive back, and I'm just going to go and have a nap in the car while you go in, you know, have a drink, see what you got to do, okay?
Okay, well, so, right, okay, I'm going to go in.
I'm exhausted, I'm done with that game, what I was expecting.
I'm scared, there's going to be all these...
Came from Japan for this, and yeah.
All these tired, fired nerds in a pub, fueled up on country cider. All right, well, I'll see you in a bit.
Okay, cool.
I'll let you know how it goes. I'll record it all. If I don't come back in 5 minutes, then
keep an eye on the tape. You haven't got long left on there, man.
Oh god, what are we doing on tape? This is so lo-fi.
Yeah, right, I'll be back. Worry about the battery on the laptop.
Okay, I'll switch off. Okay, I'm in the pub now. There's a lot of noise. I can see some people with unattractively long hair for males. That must be them. Excuse me. Hi, I'm Darren from Doofus. We had an interview planned with you. Ken Dong King.
Yes, you. Mm-hmm.
We ran one of your adverts the other week.
You were meant to be here earlier.
Yeah, well, our fan belt went. You know, it broke.
Your fan belt went.
Sounds like your fan belt's gone, if I may offer you a glass of water here.
My fan belt's gone. I've been here for a while. Been drinking.
A little bit tipsy there?
A little bit.
A little bit tipsy? Okay, yeah, so would you like to talk about Nintendo King?
I got a secret.
You got a secret? Okay. I'm scared. I'm just going to stand up and not be close to you when I record this. So, what's the secret?
My company's bollocks.
Your company is bollocks.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Alex flew across from Japan for this. Okay, well,
They were making fucking money. Nintendo, yep. Donking bastard.
Yeah.
Took it all.
Okay.
Hair products. I want hairspray.
I'm going to have to go now, like, sort of quickly, even though I need the toilet.
It's your fault.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, mate. You're right.
You said.
Right, mate.
Doofus done that. 300,000 listeners, you said.
200,000 listeners, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 300,000, is it? It's 300.
No.
It's 300.
Well, your beef will be with Alex. He's asleep in the car, just as Seth. I'm going to have to go now. So thank you very much, Mr.
Come back.
Okay. Fuck. Alex, wake up.
What?
They're all drunk. It's a big mess. The whole thing's gone wrong. Abort. It's game over, man.
Game over, man. Okay.
They're all drunk on Scrumpy, and they're mean, and one of them breathed at me, and none of them had done their flies up because then they come back from the loo. It's disgusting.
Okay. Let's get in the car.
It's like a killing floor in there.
Where are we going? Your place or mine? If you'll keep the expression.
24-hour Burger King?
Oh, there is as well, isn't there? Okay.
Drive on, Zorro.